better for
okay,
you.
Bet.
Okay. I picked our intro song. I don't know if you know this, Sam, but we have songs in the beginning, and I picked this
and
one because
sing along because you're white.
You're white. So, do you remember this song? Get your white ass out of here! You know
this song. Is this like before my time too? I think
dude,
people forget.
Dude, get the fuck
wait,
out of here, bro.
Are you young?
How old do you think I am?
On a Friday night, I walked alone.
Wait, let me
to
say
get
this.
The feeling right. We started making out, and she took off her pants. Wait, you don't know
this
song?
You don't know this song?
I have no idea what this is.
And that's about the time she walked away
you're
from me.
You're fucking black. This
oh,
is
yeah,
nobody
no,
likes
I
you
know
when
that.
You're 20.
Yeah, yeah,
what's
yeah,
the
yeah,
name
yeah.
of the song?
I have no fucking clue.
Wait, oh my God.
Wait, how old do you think I am?
Wait, we're like, I thought you were like maybe our age.
27?
I'm 25.
Okay.
And you don't know this song?
I've heard of it. Are y'all about to take away my white card? That's going to be a new one.
Swear to God, your white card is gone. She literally was like,
so I have no cards now.
I feel like your name, introduce yourself as Sam Blackout because you don't know who Blink 182 is. So.
I do. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Well, I guess you've already introduced, I guess.
I almost thought he was lying, but like, that was a genuine, I don't understand.
I don't know what the fuck
what is this?
I mean, we made it to the
WPS.
We made it to the chorus and I eventually got it.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Well, guys, welcome to yet another episode. We're here again. I know you guys, like, well, they're not getting sick of us just yet. Apparently, y'all are getting sick of me just a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be working
every
on...
Every review is like, Mandy, shut the fuck
Mandy,
up.
Mandy, shut the fuck up. Mandy, you're kind of bitchy.
So
we
I
know
just want
who
you to
Weezy
know.
Is now. They're literally because I have a lot of followers on Instagram. She really doesn't.
That, yes. that was a humble flex right there.
So just, that's what people be saying. They'd be like, I don't fuck with that at
all. Yeah, so, they're leaving comments like, we know who Weezy is now. Like, I don't know why Mandy has to keep throwing shade. And I'm just like, this is what we
I was a one-time listener, now first-time guest, and I never got tired of you.
Well, thank you.
I think it's a nice little balance.
Thank you. Because we really don't like each other, so.
In real life.
So I'm really excited to have Sam because I like a month and a half ago, I'm on Instagram and somebody with 250,000 followers. I'm like, we want to fuck.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
But it was a screenshot. Like, these girls are hilarious. I'm dying. I'm crying on the sidewalk. You posted it like 2 times.
I was like, hey.
And I'm like, who is this guy? And then, yeah, I remember your videos and we all love you for it.
I was sure you were a bumble match.
So I'm Sam Whiteout, by the way. I'm Sam Whiteout, or at least I go by Sam Whiteout. My last name is actually White. Which a lot of people don't
know. Oh my
know.
God.
You'd be surprised how many people don't know that.
No, I wouldn't have guessed.
But yeah, so I was walking to the movie theater of all places and horrible decisions got like thrown in my group chat. I'm like, let me give it a chance.
I wonder what they said when they sent it out.
In a group chat, so it's all guys in this group chat.
Yeah. And so I started listening to it. And I was like, I'm legitimately walking down 125th Street in Harlem. And I'm like crying that I'm laughing so hard.
So wait,
what
real
episode
quick.
Was
wait,
it?
Also, well,
the first one.
The first episode. And real quick. So a lot of our followers come from all walks of life, all over the world.
That would make sense.
125th
to me. Everybody
is what?
Fucks.
Mind
oh,
you.
Oh, that's right.
So explain what 125th looks like while you're walking down 125th.
Okay. So I live in Harlem.
Okay.
Which used to be a black neighborhood.
But Starbucks.
Gentrification.
But Sam's there now.
Okay. Whoa.
Well, technically you don't count because
you didn't even know Blink 182.
So 125th is like the main sort of like center thoroughfare of Harlem. It's where the Apollo Theater is. Yes. It's just
hit
like,
us with that Black History Month facts.
it's just where everybody is. It's where there's mad like street vendors with incense and t-shirts and all kinds of stuff. And here I am walking down the street,
African
which is
oils.
Normal. Yes, mad African oils. I always smell great when I walk by.
The incense is fucked.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, is this weed or weed scent?
Right.
You know what? It's probably both.
It's probably both.
we put it together.
So here's this white guy walking down the street in Harlem, like a prominent black neighborhood. And he's in tears laughing at our show. I love it. I was super excited.
Yeah.
Super excited. So what we like to do, since you are behind on listening to some of
well,
the episodes.
Well, no, let's hear about you first.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. We were going to get into
it. What do y'all want to know?
We wanted to know about your dick. That's what she meant at first.
Oh, my God.
But no. Let's actually
ask around.
Just how would you intro yourself? Like, for those who don't know you, even though.
Yeah, what do you
I'm
do?
Sure
okay, so
than
for
us.
Those who don't know me, my name is Sam Whiteout. I'm from New Jersey. I went to school in Philly.
Okay.
And I'm a brother of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, which is a historically black fraternity.
So how did you get in? I guess they can let anyone in. So
You know what? You'd be surprised. Pointed at you. The Divine Nine, which are the nine historically black fraternities and sororities, are some of the most diverse organizations on their campuses a lot of times.
Okay.
And part of that's because you have not only folks from all over the black diaspora, right? You've got African folks, you've got Caribbean folks, you've got you know, black American folks, you've got all kinds of people.
Right.
But also, these are exactly the organizations that were founded on the idea of not discriminating against other people. Right. So if you are about that life and you do your work and you do good work for the community and you got the grades and all that stuff and, you know, and it's a good mesh, like, I've never heard of a Divine Out organization, you know, turning someone away because they're white or they're,
I think it's just the likelihood of a white guy actually wanting to join and not being intimidated.
And that's what I was going to ask you. What made you choose Kappa? And Kappa's the shimmy, right?
Yeah, it is.
you know we're going to get you the shimmy. But what made you choose to be a Kappa over any other organization that may have been prominently white? I mean, however.
Well, so I went to Villanova, which is a profoundly racist,
sexist. Know that.
I mean, like, basically, Villanova is like
I just
Trump
know some
land.
Past basketball players that play there, that's all.
Right?
Like, it's pretty good.
Villanova has every problem that you can imagine that the States has. Like, as a country, Villanova has on campus, right? Oh. So.
How did you get turned out? You fucked a black girl? Like, what happened to make you join?
Okay, so
us?
The best. Okay, wait.
He just said, he's like said, I'm going to keep it real.
Let's
he used
up
the
for
word
a
mad.
He took his hand
I think he's
like,
been down for a while, bro.
I think it's much less about being down, first of all. Second of all, so I mean, the best way I can describe it is that all the conversations that most, not all, but most white families don't have were normal in my family, at my dinner table.
Okay.
Right? So, like, I grew up watching Sidney Poitier just as much as I grew up watching, like, even Stevens.
Okay.
Right? And so I think that put me in a position where I was reading things and sort of, like, the idea of talking about things and experiencing things that were different from me wasn't weird until I get to college and I get to Villanova, and I'm like, holy shit. Like,
what do you mean? Of course, this is my friend Jamal. I've known him forever. What do you mean? No, I'm not buying drugs from him.
And you know what? It's not even like that, because, like, I grew up in an overwhelmingly white town. It was just the idea that people could be so deeply, profoundly racist and sexist and all this combination of shit.
Where in Jersey?
No, he's talking about Pennsylvania.
Near Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
But Villanova is in Pennsylvania,
just outside of Philly.
Okay.
Outside of Philly, yep.
And, like, I mean, it started where, I mean, I had a particularly unpleasant first year. And the way I say it is that, like, I wasn't a fan of Villanova and Villanova wasn't much of a fan of me.
Okay.
Right? So what ended up happening was after a first year of all kinds of bullshit with some stuff that was both affecting me personally as well as stuff that didn't necessarily directly impact me, you know, I got a new room. There was this whole thing. President calls my dad to apologize. All this shit goes down, right?
The president of the school.
Of the school.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
And then sophomore year, Villanova uninvited a speaker from campus because he was gay, right? And there was this whole uproar.
I didn't know any of that.
And there was this panel. There was this whole big thing. I ended up finally finding all the other people on campus who actually gave a shit, right? And that's really when I started getting involved. And at the same time, right, at the end of my freshman year, I met my best friend Josh. And then Josh disappears.
What color is Josh? I still don't know.
Oh, Josh is black.
Okay.
And so,
best friend Josh.
So okay. Because I mean, Josh was like, it could have went either way.
It could go either way. He could have been Jewish.
Really could have.
So I meet Josh. And then Josh up and disappears. And I'm like, you know what? This sucks. But I'm not all that surprised because, you know, I didn't, because of my first year, I did not get necessarily as much time to go out and, like, make friends the way other people did because of problems with my roommate and his, you know, Nazi friends and all that shit.
Oh, God.
So the thing is, Josh disappears.
And
then
you're
Josh,
only 25. I just want to say that again. So this is, like, recent.
This
here.
Is recent. Like,
yeah, recent-ish.
Young people are still battling with these issues.
Oh, absolutely. And so then Josh reappears in, like, October. He's like, yo, Sam, oh, my God, I got so much to tell you. Like, I really fuck with you. But, like, and I'm like, bro, like, where did you, what? Like, are we friends again? Like, what's going on? And he's like, yeah, so I was becoming a Q, and you're cool. But, like, we didn't know each other like that, so I couldn't really tell you. But, like, now I'm the bros. It's lit. Like, let's have a good time. And that was how I became best friends with all the Qs and really kind of developed my circle at Villanova.
And the Qs are the dogs.
Yes.
Right?
Roof. And then I...
Okay, Migos.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Bitch,
and
I'm
then
a
I
dog.
Met, I met the noobs through that. And it was just... it was one of those things, like, when I met the noobs, like, by the end of the night, we were kind of looking at each other like, Are you thinking what I'm...
Yeah. I've totally fucked a few. Noops, Qs. Bethune Cookman knows my name.
Really?
Oh.
No, my ex was a Kappa, so that's why I was like...
He still is a Kappa.
Well, yeah, I guess he is. He's not no longer in college.
She said was because he's dead to me.
No.
So wait,
he is.
How,
he's married now, so...
I want to get to how everyone knows you. How are you so popular?
Sure. So basically, I'm white and I can find the beat. And basically, what happened was,
that's all it takes.
We would make stroll videos, me and my line brothers. And mostly we made them because we were making so many strolls up after school and stuff that we couldn't remember them. So we would have to make the videos to remember them. And then we realized the videos were kind of fly. So we're like, oh, shit, like, let's put this on Instagram. And then it blows up.
Of course.
And then a couple months later, I was in Boston hosting an event with the noobs up there with whom I was really close. And someone takes a video, which at that point was kind of normal when we're strolling at intermission. The video, when she posted to Instagram, automatically posted to Tumblr. It was linked back to my account. It goes viral. Boom, boom, boom.
And you're
all
cute
of a sudden,
with glasses. Understand.
Makes sense.
And so, then, like, Nicole Bitchy posted, Media
Takeout. That's how old it was. I felt like, so just to tell you, like, today, I looked you up a little bit just so we could ask you questions. And once I Googled you and then saw TMZ and they're, like, calling you the coolest white guy ever. And then I'm, like, going, I'm, like,
Shout out to my homie Van Lathan.
I know Van.
Holding it down for the culture.
It didn't click to me that that was you until I saw that video, like, in the auditorium. That was the first one I ever saw. And I was like, wait, what? Like, it just didn't hit me. And so I was like, wow, it's just crazy how I remember. I mean, who didn't love you? Like, and it's funny because we talk about cultural appropriation so much. And watching that video, it felt nothing like it because, like, you're in the mix. And it's like you were just.
Well, I think more importantly than that, it's that when, you know, I didn't join Kappa to shimmy. I didn't join Kappa to get girls. I joined Kappa because it made perfect sense with the work that I was doing on campus. And these guys were, you know, the kind of people that you want to be surrounded by. And then when I was gifted this platform, strictly off the fact that I was white.
Right.
I said, okay, well, let me use this as an opportunity to talk about the shit that matters. Right. That's when Bossip started talking about it. And I think that's when people kind of said, like, oh, shit, like. Because honestly, like, the videos of, like, white people doing dance as well as a dime a dozen, you'll see it on World Star, like, once a week.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I think that what I've tried to do and what I keep trying to do is, like, use that platform for something that actually matters, particularly because this is the stuff that I've given a shit about long before anybody cared what my Instagram was.
Oh, yeah, because, bro, we have so many social justice warriors, and I'm like, bitch, you were a hoe last week, so now you want to protest for us?
I mean, what? You could be a hoe and be a social justice person.
No. What I'm saying is I feel like I'm a hoe and a social justice person. But what I'm saying is I feel like some people try to take on this new personality of protesting and the resistance.
Being woke is cool now.
It's definitely cool now.
And there's mad people out there who are fake.
Now, don't get me wrong. You can be too woke. Like, hotep woke? That shit scares me.
But see, that's not even. And look, the word woke is getting all kinds of fucked up because
people hate it now. Yeah,
but like, hotep isn't woke. Hotep is just sexist and misogynist, and like,
it's so scary. You don't know what it is?
No, what is hotep?
It's like a. Oh wow, I should not be the one paraphrasing this.
Wait, what is hotep?
Sam, white, back up. Okay, hotep is like.
It's like a faux pan Africanism.
Okay, you know how they wear like the Egyptian earrings and shit, and they're like. So like a whole.
Are we talking about coconut oil Twitter?
Yeah.
Like the natural hair.
We're talking about. We're talking about the parts of Twitter that say like
white people aren't real. Like
not even that. Like, oh, our beautiful black queens need to stay subservient. That type of garbage.
But I've seen them. They're like white people aren't real. They're genetically modified. Like shit like that, bro. Like it's scary as fuck. Like we have to procreate with each other because white people are taking us down. And don't get me wrong, I also believe that, but like in a but I have too many woke white friends, bro, that ride for black people harder than me.
Right.
So yeah, like I'll say some things about niggas sometimes and James will have to come at me and be like, bitch, are you nuts? And I'm like, oh, let me shut my black ass up.
Oh, but no, I
that's the thing. You don't meet white people that are like that. So I can't tell you that I really believe all white people are the devil. And like, hotep shit is like, oh, no, bitch. Hell no.
They're the devil.
Yeah.
But anyway,
they be on the train talking.
You know what? Let's just start talking about sex.
Well,
I'm now
I wanted to go. Well, and that's what we were going to. So I don't know if you've listened to a lot of when we've had guests. But what we like to do is a have you ever.
All right, run it.
And so normally this, you know, gets done taking shots and all that cool shit. But. Weezy's gonna read off some questions.
I made them up, and I tried to make them very basic. Just to let you know.
Okay.
So this is hard for us to be basic when talking about.
Okay. Well, if they're whack, we'll have to think on the fly and make something a little bit more spicy.
It's whack, but it's pretty fucking gross.
We're gonna make it spicy. Okay.
Have you ever had your toes sucked?
I'm trying to remember. I think no.
That's something you would remember. No.
Not at it. No. No.
No.
Have you ever sucked toes?
Actually, yes to both once.
Did you like it?
Which one?
Both.
Wait, because one like of them no is
one,
a yes.
No one can say that they're that getting your toes sucked is not like an enjoyable experience.
Because no, we just we said last week.
I almost kicked someone in the mouth for playing my toe. I hate it.
Okay,
I was kind of like wondering, like, okay, what you gonna do next?
And I even said I'd rather look at ass than look at toe.
Me too.
Like, wow.
You would rather look at toe than ass?
I'm just going to go on record right now and say that that is not a leap I'm willing to make.
Wait. You're saying you would rather
I licked
lick a
one toe. I
you would rather
drunk
suck
as
woman's
shit.
Toes than her
and
like,
it was for like it was
listen,
like for like 6.5 seconds.
And you know what's crazy? Everything you just did, it doesn't matter. If someone says, listen, if I sit here and give my... If I sit here and give somebody my pussy for 6 seconds, I can't take it back and be like, well, he only fucked for 6 seconds. At the end of the day, you suck the toe. You look to toe. That's what it is. Whether you look at ass for 6 seconds, whether you put a toe in your mouth for 6 seconds, you can't sit here and justify it by the length of time and the fact that you were drunk.
It was really quick.
It really...
That's what my mom did.
Wait, think, that's what I she used
we
to
asked
do.
My mom
this
if she had
used
anal
to do
sex?
With anal sex. Well, just the tip. No, bro. You had anal sex if your ass was penetrated.
I feel like it says something, though, that I haven't done it again because I didn't find it to be an experience that was worthwhile.
But you would get your toe sucked again.
I wouldn't ask for it. If she did it, I'm not going to stop
and
it.
And same thing about the booty.
That's not the same thing.
Because that's what they say, man, well, I ain't asking for it, but I mean. Okay. Have you ever had a threesome?
Absolutely.
Both, like, male, female, and female?
I've had one devil's threesome, as they call it.
What's a devil's threesome?
Two guys and one girl.
Is that a... I love that
term, because apparently, according to everyone else, that's a train. So
No. Whoa. I heard that episode. A train is one person at a time, and then you
that's
switch.
That's what I said. Yeah. But no, a lot of people, especially, well, and I always hate saying in the black community. Like, I hate that I have to say that. But with black guys, it's very common. Like, if you fuck two guys at one time, that's a train. This devil's threesome, the fact that we both...
I think it's because train makes a girl look slutty, and people think when there's a male female
that it's slutty.
Threesome that it's slutty, but you can enjoy the same thing too. So I don't really know why they do that.
Okay, so I have a question in terms of
but
that.
I've had a quote unquote regular threesome too.
You've had a regular threesome.
Which did you enjoy more?
I mean that one.
The regular threesome,
yes.
Which is two
girls,
one guy.
I mean,
because
like,
I was the center of attention on that one.
But see, the thing that I'm really curious about, a lot of men try to act like they're not so into the quote-unquote devil's threesome because they're so worried about being called gay, whatever. But
Have the people think I am gay, so what does it matter?
Fair. Fair. But do you like, was she submissive to it, or were you both all over her?
I mean, it was
6 seconds.
No. Touche. No, it was more like I mean, none of the threesomes that I've had have been
like
hey,
like
let's
friend.
Have a threesome. You know what I'm saying? It's right. Like all of a sudden it's just like, oh shit, we are here. All right, let's.
Were you guys cool with her? Was she somebody's girlfriend?
Whoa. Oh, no. I met her that day.
Oh.
Okay, so speaking of this, we're going to go back to this
but it was my
of you
homie.
In college.
It was my homie.
You just said it was a homie.
And a girl we just met.
Okay,
so being back to the
and it
college.
Was, and by the way, for the record, it was like very like healthy and normal and cool and like everything. It was nothing.
Threesomes are. We don't
yeah.
look down
it was
on
never
threesomes.
Weird.
Where the fuck do you think you're at?
No. I'm not justifying it for y'all. I'm just making sure the listeners know, you know?
Oh, yeah. Condoms were used, guys. Like, what do you...
for the most part.
Did you guys do DP?
No.
Okay, I feel like that's advanced.
And so, speaking of threesomes, in college, a lot of things happen. Have you been a part of a train?
No.
No.
Really?
Okay.
No.
I thought all guys did that in college. A lot of
all
your
friends
did. Right, all my friends. Right? No, is that not a college thing to do? Like, run drains?
I mean, it's definitely a college. I mean, that's a thing just people do.
I think when you get older, it doesn't happen as much as
not
when
as
you're
much.
Younger.
I mean, I think obviously college is one of those places where, like, when in doubt, you're like, oh, fuck it.
See, I'm going to be honest. I don't think a train could happen to me now. It's true. I'm too much in my head about it. I can't see. I
about
can't
people
even see,
knowing. Yeah.
I can't even be.
I think
this,
it would be difficult.
No, not even people knowing, but just the safety of letting like 4 or 5 men get me in a room. I'm too in my head about that. But in college, I could see me being like, okay, fine. Only well, Jeremy. Okay, fine. He can only bring Sam. And the next thing you know, Jamal, that's it. Because nigga too big. And then, yeah.
I think it. I think the problem is that it, there are so many ways in which a train can be like can turn into like a misogynistic environment.
Absolutely.
Like I think that more than any other type of group sex is absolutely like prone too like misogyny and kind of just like treating the girl like a whore, which is absolutely not the way that
things unless why you ask for I was it. About to say I like
no. He's right, unless you're asking for it to be like that way, he's right, because I think a lot of men are demeaning to women that don't want it to be that way.
Yeah. I think it'd get
I would
a
say
messy.
Three dick limit, like the trade has to stop at three cabooses.
First of all, I don't know what train only got three train cars, but
that's still a
bro. So what
okay,
is it?
Well,
what is three
we
guys?
Got this name.
Wait.
You're not gonna kiss
wait,
me.
Wait, so
on
does
this.
So does three guys and a girl count as a foursome?
Three guys. And
actually,
one
to
girl?
Be fair, I have heard that. I heard it's threesome, foursome, orgy.
Oh. Okay.
Now, what have you been in? Bitch?
I feel like the terminology is much no less comment. Relevant than the fun you had.
It's what?
The terminology is much less relevant than the fun you end up having.
I was about to say, because that shit yeah. sound fun to me. Okay. Trying to set that shit up.
I definitely like the other threesomes better.
Okay, I get it.
Okay.
Because you're interested more in the women. And okay, so my last question, I'm really interested to know. I'm not even going to ask if you've
there's
ever been
questions?
With a black girl.
It's only two questions.
Was it? No, because we got the do's and don'ts, man. They're going to
all
okay, okay,
we
okay,
got a
okay.
whole lot.
But,
okay,
we got you, bro.
Don't
what
take
the
it
fuck?
Easy
it's
on
not
me.
Over.
I'm just making sure. All right.
So I want to know, I'm assuming you've been with a black girl, but I want to know how many, have you had more than often not been the first white guy?
I don't know.
And do you hate when they say it? Because are you
the only thing I hate actually is when people say, well, I love white boys. And I'm just like, wait a minute. Like that just makes me
feel fetishized.
No, it just feels creepy. And it also feels weird because I think part of the problem is that so many white men are deeply problematic and particularly problematic with the way that they fetishize, black and brown
we
women.
Talked about
so
like
it's
God,
like,
yeah,
it's like to me, it's not that it's as repulsive, but it definitely reminds me of how repulsive it is when I hear white guys say, well, I only fuck with black girls, or I really want to get a black girl or something like that. And it just makes me feel weird. But I don't know if I've been the first white guy, mostly because
really?
We don't necessarily go through our sexual histories. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. I definitely told the first white guy, like, you are, his name
so,
was Brett.
It
couldn't get more white than that.
It has happened. Like, I mean, it has happened where like we're in bed after sex and she's just like, I can't fucking believe I just had sex with a white man. I'm just like, well, we're here now.
Should
I make some tea?
Right. So let me ask you this question.
You
because
want some matcha?
This is how I get approached. Is it awkward for you, or do you feel like you say awkward things in approaching a black woman? Because so as you know, the
you think I'm awkward around black
women? Well, no,
women?
I'm asking you what is the, because when white guys approach me,
uh-huh.
I feel like
probably
this is the wrong
nine
question.
Times,
this is a question well, for the wrong person.
Well, I want to ask him because this is, when else are we going to get a straight white guy in here, bro?
Like, no, it's not
I'm
enough,
asking the question.
I'm just thinking like,
because
you clearly can't feel awkward. Like you're,
bro,
you're immersed in
well,
this culture.
I know, and he's a Kappa.
So
I get
feel,
it.
Like, what do you feel like when you go up to a white girl? Is it weird?
I mean, but so every white guy who's approached me, one of their first questions is, you only date black guys, huh? And I feel like it's maybe because I don't, to me, white guys like small, skinny, slim black girls.
Yeah,
like
because that's what white culture has perpetuated for 400 fucking years.
Right. So when a white guy does approach me, why, like, the first thing that is said, like, you don't fuck with white guys, do you? And I would fuck with white
Which
guys
comes
if
from,
I feel like I wasn't fit. And I feel like I'm fetishized.
Yeah, I think you're being fetishized. I think that it comes from a place of deep self-consciousness and uncomfortability with talking about race. And I think it also speaks to the fact that, like, white people and white culture at large has this incredible difficulty, like, simultaneously saying that people are different from me, like saying you, like recognizing and appreciating that you are black, and that comes
right.
with a whole list of things that are awesome and great and cool and culture and all this other stuff, and not fetishizing. It's like it's impossible for the white community to recognize that someone is different without making it weird.
Yeah,
or not just weird, but you know, problematic and sort of
and
discriminatory.
Awkward as fuck. Like it makes me not even be interested in talking to a white guy because, and which I never have been with a white guy because of that reason.
But
like
it's so yeah. weird. Sometimes.
It gets so awkward.
But
also men generally are pretty shitty at flirting.
Yeah,
okay, I'm not gonna sit here and fucking just give him a pass on that shit. God
no. I just think it's I think it's wildly exacerbated when you add into the fact that so many white men. Aren't around black people, let alone black women, all too much.
Right.
And then you put them in an environment where you're at a bar or something, and there's alcohol, and then they feel like they need to say something like slick to get your attention or something, and they think they're probably being funny and cute.
Oh, and it's so fucking awful. I had a guy tell me one time, like, what are you drinking? Can I buy you a drink? And I was like, yeah.
And he was like, oh, Hennessy?
Hennessy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was about to say, but Hennessy. See,
that's racist.
I know.
Like, that is racist. Is that racist? And that happened to a friend of mine in a work environment where he was at a work happy hour, and somebody says, his white colleague says to him, you know, oh, can I get you a drink? And and my friend says, yeah, sure. And he goes, oh, a Hennessy? And, like, can you imagine being in a work environment?
With your black ass.
So wait, speaking of this, I'm not gonna lie.
He might
as well
have said, what do you like to do? Play basketball? Like,
yo, this is so Get Out.
Wait, no, but bro, so
I love Tiger Woods. I just want to say, it's a great sport.
I took my white coworker out with me last night. I went to Zilla movie party, and Hennessy sponsored the after event. You know, she asked me what Hennessy was.
No, she didn't.
Bro.
What was her name? Oh, well, we can't say it.
No, but she asked. Right.
But how white was it? Was it like Sarah White?
She was like, I don't mean to ask. She was like, what kind of liquor is this Hennessy?
And notice how you're whispering too.
It was free.
And that's the other thing.
Seriously.
Whenever white people get nervous about something, they whisper.
Well,
like somehow that takes away from the fucked up shit you're about to say.
This was an urban crowd. Well, this was an urban crowd.
Okay, so a black crowd.
It was a black crowd. I use urban a lot.
You ain't got to do that.
Why do you do that?
It was an urban crowd. And so listen, I'm not even going to lie to you. They gave me my wristband and they had to go get more wristbands. I felt like I had to stand there and protect her and make sure she got her goddamn wristband, because them black girls was just going to walk all over her. I knew it. They were. Like, she had her. Do you know? But do you know how bad it is? Okay, so how you guys just said the thing about Hennessy. So we were at Slate, and so they have all these games and all this stuff. Yeah, so
Chelsea's way.
So
I figure we don't have a lot of New Yorkers.
So we're playing. It's in Chelsea. Yeah, it's in Manhattan.
Which is like white girl heaven.
White girl heaven.
Well, this was a
very
urban
posh
event.
I like Chelsea, by the way.
By the end of the night, do you know what all of my urban friends were calling her?
What?
I felt
Chelsea?
Topanga.
Hey, I feel like Topanga is one of the least white girls.
From Boy Meets World. Well, yeah, we were sitting. She was the only white girl maybe in there, so they thought she was down. She didn't even know Usher songs.
What was Topanga's boyfriend's name? What was the main character's name?
I was about to say Skeeter,
Bobby.
Ben. It was Ben Savage, played by Ben Savage. But she used to whip all the boys into shape during all those
Topanga
episodes.
Topanga was different. She had a body and shit.
Okay,
Topanga was my first love.
Topanga was hot.
I loved Topanga.
What you mean was?
Assuming that you... I haven't seen a picture of her recently. I don't know. You know, all these childhood stars are going wild.
She's still bad. It's okay.
Well, so we know you date black girls and whatever. Do you date white girls?
I date beautiful women.
I know. Okay. That's right. Okay.
When's the last time you dated a white girl?
I have never dated a white woman.
You've never dated a white girl.
I wanted to hear it.
You've never dated
a
white girl.
Have you ever fucked a white girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Well, no. Okay. Let's back up for a second. Okay. I think part of it
is I like good food.
I think part of it
like
is if you think about the social circle in which I live, right? I'm not around white people all that much.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
In my personal life.
So what am I going to do bringing this bitch around?
No, more like, and like people will ask like, well, you know, if you saw a bad white girl, like, would you talk to her? Sure. Absolutely. I think that people hide behind this preference stuff a lot, right? When they say, oh, well, not like so-and-so. I just prefer this or that.
I don't think the preference, like, I don't think I have a preference. I just think I have a trend.
Celebrity crush. Who would it be? Go.
I'm like, oh, shit. Yo,
I feel like Rihanna.
Rihanna's always been, like.
Well, no, it's just the first one that comes to mind. And it's the first one that comes to mind where I know for damn sure that, like, if
she
somehow.
She would fuck the shit out of you, huh?
It'd be 6 seconds.
I'd pray for six.
Oh, no.
Fuck that. Oh, my God. I feel like if Rihanna tried to talk to me, I feel like that's one of those moments where actually what would end up happening is, like, you just get endowed with, like, superhuman strength and, like, your best self comes forward.
And, and then you start shimmying.
That's all you would have to do.
I don't know. I would want to.
I'm telling you, I love a shimmier.
I don't even know if I'd be able to shimmy
shimmier
for Rihanna.
That sounds fun.
Shimmier. Mm.
Oh.
Well, what we like to do is then after this part, now we're going to get into our horrible decision section where we're doing. Today, guys, we're talking about the do's and don'ts of dating. And I think it was only right while we're sitting here with a beautiful man to talk about
Oh, my gosh. Y'all can't see, but I'm white, so I'm blushing.
But to talk about the do's and don'ts of dating. And we're going to read off quite a few things, and we would just like your input on it, and especially coming from you, what maybe females shouldn't do or that turns you off in the process of dating.
Well, first, don't of dating is don't. As a man, I don't call women females because that just never goes anywhere, you know, positive.
You don't call them females?
What do you call them?
Women.
Really? What's the difference? I've never heard of a difference.
I mean, I think that there's this trend, which I think has a lot of merit, where that by referring to women strictly by their sex, it's kind of.
I think you're thinking too deep in it, bro.
I don't know.
You hotepping.
Right, you hotepping like a motherfucker.
Can you imagine a white hotep? Oh, my God.
I think a white
hotep would have to commit suicide.
A white hotep is one of those like Rasta hippies that are like.
I really hope our listeners are as lost with this hotep word as the fuck I am. Because it's
literally Google it. It's like ho, H-O-E-T-E-P.
Oh, okay. I'll have to Google it.
My first one, I'm going to start off with a bang. Because when I sent Mandy this list, she didn't agree with me.
The first one she sent me, I was like, bitch, what?
So
okay, go ahead.
I'm like a strong believer in men and women, like you know, you pay, I could pay, but I think men should never split the check. I think it is the tackiest fucking thing in the world. And then underneath this, I put women should always at least offer. Mandy was like,
"Come on, don't offer if it's a trap."
That's what I'm saying. Don't pull out the debit if you know you ain't gonna swipe the debit.
No. My favorite though is when they
act like they're going to reach for it. When they
like take it forever and they're like whip out the wallet and then they're like slowly picking the card.
This is wheezy all day.
Like,
all
right, girl, just put it down. It's fine.
I'm like, my Uber app ain't working. Fuck, is yours?
This is what she does, and I'm just
no, I'm just playing thing. Depends entirely on how long y'all have been talking.
Ooh,
oh,
fair.
If we're splitting
it,
you're straight friend zoned and you're never getting the pussy.
No. I'm saying,
you know what? He's right. With and we were together what, almost 2 years. There were times where, like, if we got an expensive meal, I'd put 100 in.
Also, I've been in relationships with people who are significantly more financially well positioned than I am, and so
all my niggas are. So I'm not bringing out my car.
I can't.
I don't give a fuck. Do you know what your check look like compared to mine? I wish you would think I was funny.
I'm saying I've been in situations where it's been the reverse, where she makes a hell of a lot more money than me.
Oh,
and so
and then what happened in that?
So we talked about it, like I would get like the first round of drinks.
Baby.
No, we were the same age.
Oh,
I would get the first round of drinks, and she would like cover dinner, and then I'd cover an Uber or something. Like it made sense together, but that was also. Like, even, you know, Mr. fucking Progressive Sam, I absolutely covered the first couple of dinners just because I didn't know if she was going to feel some type of way about this or that. So more often than not, I think in the beginning, the guy is either going to buy pressure or because he wants to or whatever is going to cover everything. But at some point, you got to have a conversation because, I mean, like, for example, like, I was living in... Like, I just wasn't making enough to be going out to dinner in New York City all the time.
Right, in New York, of course.
Who the fuck can, dude?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm damn near 6 figures. I'm poor.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend invite me out, and I was like, you know, the Uber there and back is about $100? I don't care if you're paying for the food. Like,
yeah, so I think it depends on how long you've been talking, and also about, like, communication and all that shit.
So from a guy perspective, real quick, I want to make sure we sum up everything at the end.
Okay.
Good point.
So summing up, you don't like the ladies to fake pull out the debit card. So, ladies, would that be a don't on a date?
But you do you really not think it's...
No. So, I should clarify. I don't like it when it's clear that you're taking forever because you don't actually want to
do it.
Okay.
I think I have no... If someone wants to be generous... And, like, there are times where, like, if it's... I have split the check before. More often than not, I never put myself in a position where I wouldn't be able to cover it.
Do you split the check when you're genuinely interested in somebody on a first date?
On a first date, no.
Thank you.
If you split the check, it's
that was that. I'm not gonna front. That's kind of what happened.
But you also run the risk of getting played sometimes because that's where like the whole like more often than not, I think the nice guys.
Yeah, but we all have to take the risk. What are you gonna have a fucking refund? Like,
well, right.
No lie, I've had a guy ask me for one.
We talked about it.
Did we talk about this on the show?
We talked about it on the show.
Dude, the guy
he asked her.
I didn't text him back.
Can you just square cash me the dinner last night?
He said $45 with tip. I said, go fuck yourself, buddy. I offered.
But look, I got played once in New York City when it came to, like, I realized after the fact, I was like, oh, shit.
She was just
like
using you for meals?
Three dinners and, like, oh, fuck.
No pussy.
Right?
Not even a kiss?
No. It doesn't even matter about the sex. It was just like, oh, damn. Like, she just wasn't really
She hungry. Probably not buying groceries. Fine. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. I was like, okay, noted.
You want to take me out to eat? Sure will. Where we going?
Okay.
I'll tell my homegirls to do that though. Sometimes I'm like, if they get hit on by some guy, they don't feel like they're
girl,
comfortable saying no to.
Out.
I'm like, look, go get
go
that
get
dinner,
no
right?
Go get that dinner.
Damn,
go get the dinner.
Eat.
Especially if you know when girls are. Well, obviously y'all know. We're like, you know, so often girls are put in a position where they feel like they can't say no or can't like not give the number. And
oh,
especially
no.
with how crazy guys
yes,
can be.
Yes, women do feel like that,
right? Yeah. And so at that point, I'm like, all right, cool. Like, sort of charge that part to the game. then get your dinner,
yeah,
then bounce, you know? And that way, like, I've had girls tell me, like, it kind of makes up for the fact that it was like, well, I didn't really want to give you my number in the first place.
So I'm going to eat this fillet. What's one of yours? Sound off one of yours.
Next. Oh, okay. Shit. Okay.
You need a minute? I can get one.
Mine are, like, corny. Ugh.
It's a, I have a really corny one. That was a good one, right?
Okay, so I think that it's people a lot of times, I think you should don't confuse honesty with cruelty, right? So, like, I think people too often think that, well, I'm just being honest is an excuse in a romantic relationship to be an asshole, right? Okay. Like, there are ways to successfully and clearly communicate things without being a dick.
A dickhead.
Right?
You know that what? Doesn't mean that's that feeling- when I told that guy I'm genuinely not interested. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're a fucking whore.
Yeah. That's really not mad. Cool.
I feel like a little bit of upset is normal. Like, if anybody's going to be hurt when they get, you know, curved. But I think that there's a difference between, like, in that case, right? He is completely in the wrong.
Right.
He's being an asshole because you were cool about it. So I could understand him being pissed, but not, obviously there's no, you know, cause to go that far. But I also think sometimes people will hide behind honesty to be petty and obnoxious. And being petty in relationships never fucking works.
No, ever. I actually, one of my rules I had on here was when it's over, don't start with the bashing. Like, look, if you fucked with me 2 weeks ago and now we're over, now suddenly you think I'm this terrible person? Like, I can't stand when people turn on you.
What does that say about my judgment of character?
Like, well, I didn't know shit a week ago? I like that one.
I just think don't be fucking petty.
And you actually, you had an honesty one on here. I'm reading your list now. You actually said honesty is key.
Like, save the petty when you're venting to that one or two best friends while you're still mad, and then you get over it like 48 hours later.
I'm going to talk to you about you to everyone I know except you.
Okay, well, this is, I actually,
my honesty was different, though.
I did not endorse that.
My honesty was more like, so I put an example under each rule that I had, and mine was honesty is key, and I put, if you run into someone you fucked, just say it.
Yo, that shit is, blows my mind that people are weird about that. Like, if I've seen you naked and been inside you, we need to be normal in public.
Yeah.
If anything, there should be more of a reason why we should be cool, because we literally know each other better than strangers.
Well, no, I mean, the honesty part is, like, if you're with someone else and you see run into someone you fucked, people get super weird.
Don't get weird.
I was going to bring this up into if you're dating someone and you find out that they're friends with someone you fucked in the past. Do you tell the person you're currently dating? Right. So what do you do in that case? And do you feel, because I've had that happen where I'm dealing with a guy and I fucked his friend before I even knew who he was. Me and his friend had fucked, and he literally held it over my head
and
forever.
And see, that's so fucked up.
You don't know.
I think, like, relationships are not about leverage.
Right.
Right? And I think that, like, in the situation that that's I can recall, I was the friend, right? I was the friend who had had sex with Shorty before
your
my man
boy
started
dating her.
Oh.
And he and I talked about it, so that it was cool. I have no idea if they talked about it. I think that they probably should have, if they didn't or whatever. But, like, I think that it's so weird to me. If you are comfortable enough to have had sex with someone and then you make shit weird, it's just wildly unnecessary. Now, are there situations in which it kind of can be a little weird? Like, if, you know, it's
funny,
like,
you say that. I'm just going to interject, because what happened to me? So the girl that I was dating.
Oh, you have to listen to this.
So the guy from the missing condom episode. Dated him for a few months. One of the first people I started dating.
Was it his sister?
No. My ex-girlfriend and him matched on Bumble.
And now they're talking, and she feels the need to ask her about him.
So I land
because she knows they
fucked. On the plane from Europe, right? This is a few days ago. And she sends me this text. To me, I feel like this wasn't a question. Not that she needed to ask me, because I don't believe in anybody stopping your love or what you should have going on. You know what I mean? But this is what she says. Hey, matched with your handsome friend. Haha. So funny. He invited me for dinner, but I have school, so we're going on Friday. Really liked him when I saw him and you introduced us.
Wait, that's your ex?
Yes.
Your ex-girlfriend texted you that?
About a guy I used to fuck.
So oh, that's a little trash.
Right?
Now, I am dating someone else, flying to Europe every fucking month to see him, like, until he comes back to New York. So I'm into other people, and not there anymore. But I still felt like,
do you notice how she just casually dropped it? She's just like flying to you. Oh, you know.
No. Okay, no.
It's fine.
I'm just saying, it's a trend on the show, niggas. No,
I think she could have gone about it.
I just flexed like
way.
Mandy does with her followers. She could have, right? But the thing is, though, I will be honest with you. I think for me to have told her no, there should be no weirdness. It didn't work out with him and I. She's more of an introvert, so is he. They might get along better than her and I did. And I think being honest with me, like she did, was good. I would have wanted a little more. you know, like, hey, are you cool with this? Instead of, oh, we're going out Friday. Catch 8 p.m., bitch.
Oh, no, I definitely wouldn't ask if you're cool with it because I don't care. But I think that it's one of those things where, like, hey, just wanted to let you know. Wanted to put on your radar.
Actually, I take that back. You're right. I don't think she should have asked me for permission. Here we go. Oh, all right. Let me go with number three. I really like, I don't even know if this is three. Might be six, seven, eight. Who knows? leaving toothbrush or items and getting too clingy. I'm so tired of men telling me about women that do this, that just push shit on them. Leave little things in their car. Take these side pictures so you know it's their apartment, or like their wrist, or like their shoe. So like a bitch knows you're out with
them. I think it depends.
Stop
how
trying
long
to put the claim
been,
on somebody.
I think it's. Never I think it happen. Depends how long they've been dating. But I mean, I don't leave stuff. I'm like more of a thief. Like, so I'm gonna take your basketball shorts. Oh, like the hat. This guy left his
you
hat.
Made it sound like
I
a diamond ring.
I don't care. Like this guy
some
left
of my
left a
nicest
snapback.
T-shirts.
Oh my god. This guy.
Oh
this
yeah.
Guy,
we want to sleep in them.
Girl, the last time we recorded. The last time we recorded the maroon hat I had with the fist on it. Oh yeah.
Didn't seem like something you'd buy.
Nigga left it over and I loved it. And now it's my favorite hat and he's not getting it back.
But you know what's weird? I haven't had that happen where the shorties leaves. Oh no. I haven't had clinginess come in the form of leaving shit behind or taking side pictures or whatever. Like that that has happened to me in the past, but like I think part of it is, you know, people you gotta be able to figure out, are people talking to you because they want the status and want to be able to tell their friends that this is someone I'm talking to.
It definitely only happens with, like, popping people, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking to
people. People don't care about regular people.
You're telling me chicks have never, like, they had to have done it with you.
I know. I've had shorties twice take a picture of me while I was asleep.
Ooh. No. Did they post it?
No. We definitely didn't get that far.
But
I, like,
they sent it
up.
To you? Like,
little,
like,
you're
little,
so cute.
I had a little, like, spidey sense go off. Like, wake the fuck up. You know, and I was just like, why? Like,
I just think like, chicks just... can like get overly clingy or start assuming that things are going faster than they are. Like I feel like I hear about
I
it
think
way too often.
Communication is just so important. I also think, I mean, we should absolutely have this under the umbrella of like a lot of men are trash and like really take advantage. And I think that
our sound guy is like, what are you saying? You're supposed to be sticking up for the bros.
I'm saying that like. I think what sucks is that so often, you know, you have like a breakdown in communication and there are ways in which like gender norms can come into play in a way that's really fucked up. And that,
I think because y'all men don't like to explain shit.
I want to interject for a second. Communication you mentioned is crucial. What do you think about the question, what are we? Women asking that.
Oh, good question. Because I'd be asking. What are we?
What are we doing?
What
are you
this?
Doing with me?
Yeah, I don't need a title, but what is this?
Okay, you just keep coming over and fucking me, and now we're going from dinners to takeout. What are we? But then people act, and women are scared to ask men what their relationship is.
You know what answer I get? We chilling. What is this?
That is a great deflection. I'm
not
going to lie.
Look, and the sound guy agrees.
And
we just chilling.
I'd be lying if
what
I said I
had. What does that mean?
I don't know. We're just having a good time. I don't understand.
I am so over that answer. Men need to... There needs to be a new title, I guess, in the genre of boyfriend, fuck buddy, friend. Like,
oh, bitch, that's how it got to me flying my ass out number two. I was like, well, you know what? I feel
like
it's not going anywhere.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, really? We can talk about it when you get back. Well, maybe we should talk about it when you're here. But then what are we doing when I'm there?
And what happens when I leave? Like, men love to keep a female in limbo. And I want to ask you, because yes. You seemed like you
what's
probably have a ton
to
of women.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. So for a man, what makes you go from taking it to we're talking, we're dating, we're together? And what is that in-between bullshit where you're treating me just like your girlfriend, but I'm not?
Okay, a couple things. One, I am absolutely like a hopeless romantic, so I...
Oh, this is... You know what? This is the white party, Sam.
No, I just think, I don't know, like, part of it I think is that, you know, being nice to someone and, like, not being an asshole can easily be misconstrued as, like, doing the most. So, for example, like, you know, if I, excuse me, like, if we're fucking, why would I not, like, include you in what I was doing that night, for example? So, like, let's say.
I have some of those.
When I get it, like,
I mean,
I'm going
like,
out anyway. And right. then you're like, well, he's taking me out.
No, no, no. I meant more in the context of like, if I'm going to, like, okay, I love to bake cookies. If I'm going to bake cookies.
Who are you?
Dude, you're getting real white now, Sam. I understand. You went from Kappa to all your black girlfriends, and now
look,
we bake
cookies.
Look,
I'm just trying to get my white card back after fucking up the Blink 182 song.
He didn't know what Blink 182. Okay, get your white card back.
But my
you
point
bake cookies
was like,
on your spare time.
I think that can then be misconstrued as like, oh, we're baking cookies today.
I honestly
like,
thought you were doing that with marijuana. Like, I didn't understand why else people eat baked goods unless there's weed in them.
Edibles fuck me up.
Oh, me too, bitch.
But not in a fun way.
Oh,
that's the only time I've ever pissed my pants.
I'd rather just have a nice little communal blunt.
Oh, well, if you like that idea, you should listen to episode 4 where she pissed in a treehouse next to a guy.
It wasn't a treehouse. He just had 4 roommates and he had a ladder. It's where it was in Brooklyn. Anyway. So
it was in Brooklyn. That explains all
of
it.
You like to bake cookies, so you're inviting girls to bake cookies. I'm going to tell you right now, if a dude invites me to
bake cookies,
we go together.
With me, we're together.
What the fuck? We bake cookies?
But I do think
like,
that
we're
being like
the
nice.
Dough on each other's nose and shit. Like,
this
like
is the difference. This is exactly why I stopped.
Y'all
can't
are picturing
stop
it with like a Vanessa Carlton song in the background soundtrack. Like,
are you playing 21 Savage in the back?
I might be.
Like, I'm picturing I have a little apron on, you're shirtless.
It's a date.
We're making, you know, it's a date.
Date. It's a date. All right, fuck it. I have to skip to the next one. Oh, no, you skipped 20 euros. You wrote some.
Oh, okay. Okay, we are kind of already touching this, but don't be fucking petty. And then I think that there's a balance between don't think that you are not replaceable and know your worth.
Ooh.
Right? So... So depending on what the other person is looking for, right?
I have some that fall under this umbrella.
Depending on what the other person is looking for, you might be replaceable, easily replaceable, potentially, right?
So by saying that, I want to ask you, because one of mine was like, don't let yourself go once you're attached. Like, don't stop going to the gym. Don't stop dating each other. Is that why you said you're replaceable? Because you could stop courting the other person?
No, I think that like.
Or is this in the dating phase?
I think if you're dating with somebody, like the whole point is that now you develop something that's like unique in a way that like mm-hmm. it's more on the know your worth side and make sure that you're yeah. being fulfilled and all that good shit. But I think like, especially in the early stages of like talking to somebody and all that stuff, like it's interesting to me when people think that they act as if they have leverage, which you shouldn't be doing in a relationship at all. And they don't have any leverage. Right.
Explain.
Like, like making kind of like demands. Ooh, you know, okay. Like oh, like don't do this or you should do this and it's like what,
why didn't you call me back?
Like,
it's so fun.
Whose picture are you liking?
No, I get that. And I guess I can throw in maybe the last do and don't, which I feel like is important. And I think this leads to a lot of the, I guess we're gonna call it home mail. I've been saying listener letters, but I think home mail fits the show.
Like email, just a little, home mail?
Home mail.
I like that.
me too. So a lot of them come, and I think I'm going to say this is the biggest do and don't. To find someone compatible in the bedroom, if that makes sense. Because it seems like so many of our letters, people want to explore things and do other things, but yet their partner isn't into it. So this leads to the cheating. This leads to, yeah. Well, why are we together? And I feel like people don't understand the.
Do you think people ask
importance?
Though?
Oh, I do. Oh, yeah, I think so too.
I know you do.
I think people do. I think
that people should.
I think people should ask.
And that communication.
I think if they don't ask, they at least lead into it, like maybe with a porn or say something and just
say
wait for
what
the reaction.
They're into. Right, but I think
I've
that's something.
I've never watched porn with a girl, by the way.
What?
Well, yeah. I tell my guys when they want to, I'd be like, you don't want to watch the porn I watch. I watch 2 dudes.
I'm a little scared now.
Yeah, I watch gay porn. So I'd be telling them, I don't want to watch that boring straight
You've
shit.
You've never even watched porn with a girl just like, I guess I'm gross.
We're both filthy.
Bro, let me
and
tell
we
you.
Both
I'd rather
this.
Just fuck.
This weekend, so he has a projector.
You'd rather just fuck. You better be doing some foreplay and shit.
That's right.
Oh, whoa. Foreplay is phenomenal.
But
anybody
porn,
who don't fuck.
Watching porn before is technically
well,
a
dude,
foreplay.
You can watch yourself, and I'm going to teach you guys how next episode, because I just She's was like, we could just use this HDMI cable, prop your
look,
phone up,
and
look
watch
at
yourself.
Us. And it was
she
great.
Said that's why she's in the gym, so she looks
I am
good
trying to make a video. I never made a video before.
You've never recorded
well,
yourself
you
having
tip,
sex?
Oh, my God. Let me show you one of mine.
Oh, my God. If anyone ever got this phone, Jesus.
Oh, dude, that's why I keep a passcode. I feel like I'll have a man one day who's like, why you always keep your phone locked? I'm gonna be like, because of my vagina.
No, seriously.
Wow. And I don't really either send dick pics.
What?
I don't know. Nope.
Oh, but you're popping.
I'm not trying
so
to
that
get
makes
out here
okay,
up
okay, okay.
Shit.
Yeah, if I had a quarter million followers,
my thing is like,
my pussy would be more. I know my worth more.
I'm relatively boring until we get into the bedroom, and then it's all bets are fucking off.
You got to put a camera up, bro. it makes it so much fun. I'm telling
not
you.
Not even if you're like sharing the videos. Like you don't have to.
No. I know. I'm trying to make a video, but I'm saying like.
He seems like the one that would delete it before I could even watch it. Like this nigga did. I was so upset.
Look, I said, I am not a fucking quitter.
He was like, man, I deleted it.
I am not a fucking quitter, right? If we're going to do something, we're going to do it all the way.
This is going to be in a couple. Are you kidding me?
Well, don't pull out. Don't be a quitter.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. I've had some great sex with people that are like not all out there. I mean, I'm just generally an extrovert. Like,
kinkiness is relative.
Which is why I said it's important to communicate. Because people, niggas be like, I'm nasty. I be like, how nasty are you? Because I don't think you know who you're talking to.
I feel like you got to clarify. And so
what's too kinky for you?
Well, no, this is the clarification that I always. Way too kinky for you, bro. You've listened. Look. Real quick, and I'm going to tell you now.
End the podcast. We can't get this on
recorded. No, but when you hear about it, like, is that like, it sounds crazy to you. Just curious. When you hear about a girl and pegging, is that just like, oh my God, it's mind blowing?
A girl and what?
Pegging.
What's pegging?
Get your ass out of here. First of all, Sam, you're our first white guy, and I feel like, hello.
What the fuck is pegging?
We had to teach the black community.
A girl with a strap on fucking a guy.
Yeah, not my thing, but I mean, go nuts if that's what somebody wants to do.
But see, that's when you hear, is that like too kinky when you hear it? You're like, okay, this is too advanced.
I'd rather not get fucked in the ass.
But see, this is what I tell guys. When they be like, shawty, I'm a freak. I be like, wait, real quick. Clarify, are you a nympho or a freak? Because there's two different things. You just liking a lot of sex is way different from you being a freak. And
that's
I have to let them know.
So when they be like,
name some freaky shit. And then I start naming the shit I like.
I think I just like sex. I just want to fuck, shawty.
No.
I think you are objectionably more freaky than most people.
What dudes are you talking
people?
To from Atlanta right now?
Because bro,
yeah, I saw that.
Girl, all wait, the but, niggas, I think I'm having like a withdrawal because I just saw like even a flyer from Atlanta and my pussy got wet. I feel like I can't do these Jesus New York Christ. Niggas right now. Like I need to go back to the South, honey.
Well, but I think you are objectionably.
I need some dreads in between my thighs.
Maybe you need to try Sam, freakier. White guy on 125th. Hello. This is a smooth transition for you. Okay. When I went from black to white guys, it was like all the way. Brett was a surfer, bro. Okay. It wasn't even like I went white guy basketball, you know, like hood friends. Like, no, it was just a straight. And now I love it.
You know what I have gotten though before? I have gotten like, damn, I wasn't expecting you to be this freaky.
Oh,
I've gotten
that's actually a compliment.
I think it is a compliment. I think people also, I have like a, okay. I look like I'm fucking 16, especially without when I shave.
You look very young, actually. Right? You look younger in person than you do on your pictures. And your pictures, like I said, you look like very manly, super dressed, super cool.
Not that you don't look manly now.
No, but you just.
It's okay.
You have a baby face.
I definitely have a baby face.
That's what I'm saying.
I then think people are like
on
surprised.
On Instagram, you have your
like,
model face. You have your little GQ swag on the gram.
But. I just have really good photographer friends.
Anyway, go ahead and tell our listeners again where they can find you, where they can stalk you, where they can harass you, and where they can slide in your DMs.
He doesn't want to be pegged, guys.
He's blushing again, guys. We get to see the red cheeks now.
I know, right?
This is just so fun to like poke at it because you just let it happen.
Where can they find
We're not walking
you?
On eggshells.
Oh, not at all. But anyways, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, at Sam Whiteout. You can text me, 917-983-4308.
Is this a real, like...
Is this like
do
a
Do they
Mike
have to
Jones
pay
text?
To talk to
no,
you?
No.
What do people text you?
I mean, people text me all kinds of stuff. People ask me for advice. People will text me about, you know, maybe about the way that something I did or said impacted
them. He's cheaper
them
than Squarespace, guys. Go ahead. So they ain't giving us no plug over here.
That was the funniest thing you said.
Yeah. I also thought it was cute how like, I got my white card taken away at the beginning and I got it back by the
end. Okay, like, just, I'm just saying, I knew, like, we were bringing a cap on and just, I was super excited about it, but I did the Blink-182 song for you. Okay.
It was for you, bro.
And you I mean, really
if, I feel like some
didn't go for it.
I mean, I listen to plenty of white shit. I listen to Dave Matthews. That's pretty white.
That is it. Yeah.
Can't name one song of theirs.
Yeah, some guys really like, yeah, that's really white.
Okay, well, and guys, you know you guys can always catch us on Instagram at horrible_decisions. Send us home mail at horribledecisions@gmail.com. And you can catch me.
You don't
me.
Have to be a hoe to send it. You can
you
just
don't.
Ask
you can be someone. We got a virgin who sent us something. So, and yeah, go ahead and you can catch me. I ain't going to boast because apparently, fuck it. Don't follow me. Don't even come for me.
They're
fuck
really coming for me.
They're really coming for me because I
She talked
God.
About her followers.
Okay, so fuck it. Don't follow me. Y'all know. Nope, I ain't going to say my name. Go ahead. What's your name? Share it with them.
Weezy WTF. Now I'm at 6,100 when we started out at 52.
Okay, guys. Well, this has been another episode of Horrible Decisions. Peace.
Bye.